Lesson 96, 49 BC, Julius Caesar. I have already introduced you to Julius Caesar, but because he was such a powerful man, I want you to learn much more about him. Some people would say that Julius Caesar was one of the greatest men who ever lived. I think that depends on how you define greatness. You already know that Julius Caesar was one of the three men who made up the first triumvirate. That was a new system of leadership for Rome. I told you, too, that Caesar had moved to Gaul and other parts of Europe to fight as a general for the Roman army. Caesar was extremely successful fighting abroad, though at times he was ruthless in his victories. A lot of blood was shed at his command. In the last lesson, I told you that even the Romans were beginning to fear Caesar. In fact, when Caesar was ready to return home to Rome, he was told by the Roman Senate not to show up with his army. They told him he was only allowed to return to Rome as a private citizen, not as a general or ruler. Why? Julius Caesar was beginning to appear unstoppable. At the time of this mandate, Julius Caesar was near the Rubicon. The Rubicon is a river that back then ran as a border between Gaul and Italy. If Caesar disobeyed the Senate's mandate by crossing the river with his army, he would essentially be declaring war against Rome itself. What do you think he did? Historians say that Caesar crossed the water without a second thought. Within minutes, he was well on his way toward Rome with the ambition of taking complete control of it. To this day, the expression crossing the Rubicon refers to someone making a strong decision that can't be reversed. Caesar's defiant act was so threatening to Pompey that he ran right out of Rome. Pompey's wife, who I mentioned before was Caesar's daughter, had died earlier in childbirth. So the two men, Caesar and Pompey, were no longer willing to pretend to get along. Pompey actually fled to Egypt, where he was later murdered. Crassus, the other man of the triumvirate, died in 53 BC, previous to Caesar's crossing of the Rubicon. These vacancies in the triumvirate left Caesar's lone position wide open to his ambition. In 49 BC, he single-handedly took over as ruler of Rome. It was quite a turning point in the Roman Republic that had never wanted a single king. I will say, however, that once Caesar assumed the leadership of Rome, he did do some amazing things. Being the brilliant man that he was, Julius Caesar oversaw many improvements in Rome. For one, he saw to it that the calendar, which had been in confusion for a while, was updated. In the process, Caesar had two more months inserted into the year and renamed another month after himself. That would be July, of course. It replaced the month called Quintilis.